successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Happy New Year.
You talking to me?
Clap, clap, clap.
Get that crap out of here.
Happy New Year.
You guys suck.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
See you in hell.
Spin around.
You're an inspiration for birth control.
And stop. Yay. Great job.
Damn, that was annoying.
Yeah, well, it's just what we do here at the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Barry. Barry the boater.
Well, I'm a captain of my boat.
Yeah, in his own mind. It's fine.
No, okay. Not just into my own mind.
All right. Well, anywho, 2026 shaping up to be pretty good. I think we're very optimistic here at the World of Boating.
And we're moving towards more sustainable propulsion.
Yes.
Hybrid boating is becoming a thing.
Yeah. And we still have a couple years at least before AI takes over. I mean, the technology is going to work to our advantage, I figure, at least for the next year or two. And then it'll take over, tap into our brains and, you know, control us from the inside out and be our dark overlords. But I think we have a grace period of at least a couple of years before that happens. So my point is that be happy.
Okay. Okay.
Take the win, at least for now.
But let's talk about 2026 market and pricing. Tariffs on materials like steel and aluminum are expected to cause a 3-4% increase in the price of new boats, which may affect used boat values. Despite this, industry experts suggest that it may be a good time to buy. Mm-hmm. If you had the budget for it, now would be the good time to buy. If prices start going up, you know, maybe that'll be the tiebreaker,
right,
whether you can get it or not.
Yeah. What about you? Have you given up on upgrading? Or are you good for now?
I'm fine with the boat. The boat that I really wanted at one time is no longer manufactured.
Which is what?
And it was called a Sea Dory.
Okay.
Sea Dory, that's the name of the boat company. They're out of, I think, Washington State.
Yeah.
And what was neat about it is that this was a 16-foot boat. So
you're going to go a foot shorter.
Yeah, but this one had like a little itty-bitty cabin and an actual enclosed area. I've learned through the years I've been out there on the water that it's nice to have a place to hide when there are thunderstorms. And you live in Florida, thunderstorms are norm.
Right. Okay. So you're gonna go short. Is it did it have a wider beam, like a pontoon kind of thing, or no?
No, it just looked like a little tugboat almost.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of it later. But the problem was that it was just a hair too tall
for your garage
to fit in the garage. Yeah. Hmm. It's you know, and I thought about how could I make this a little lower? Could I get a special trailer?
No, you tear. Yeah. I've told you this before. Just tear up the floor of your garage, dig a hole, and then you can get your height in that way.
And get in that way. Okay. Yeah.
Dig a pit under
my neighbor
home.
Just bought a new car and it won't fit in her garage.
Really?
Yeah, well, she bought some kind of Hyundai. It's not the length of the car, it's the wheelbase.
Yeah.
And so now her cousin came over for the holidays and he already gave me a project. I go, wait a minute, you could do this.
Yeah, we're going to knock a wall out and make room for her car.
No, she could do that just by driving the car in and then not stopping. But no.
Okay, that's right.
We're going to put in ramps so that she could raise the nose of the vehicle up about an inch so that it'll get over this step and then she'll be able to get the whole vehicle in. So that's going to be this project.
Well, see, you could do that too. I like the idea of if you just need more space, just take a car and knock down a wall and you're good to go. And then you could go bigger instead of smaller.
No, I it's not so much that I wanted to go smaller, but as I said, this is the only small boat I've ever seen that's like enclosed.
Yeah. But 16 footer, that's like that a floating anymore. Outhouse, Barry. You need something bigger than that.
I have a 17 footer, you know, 1 foot, it's not much different.
Yeah.
This would have been nice.
Yeah.
To have. All right. It just wasn't in the cards. So.
Okay. Well, maybe something will pop up on your radar here in the future, but you're set for now. And
yeah, and 17-footer. Surprise run. She runs fine. She's got her new depth sounder I want to test out. Yeah. So I'm hoping maybe this week.
Are you Are you going to go out on New Year's Eve, watch some fireworks, shoot off some flares?
I wouldn't shoot off flares on
the water.
We
do not recommend that here at the World of Boating.
No.
Even though we have heard that there are boaters around the world that have a tendency to test their flares on New Year's Eve, even though it's highly illegal.
Well, the 4th of July, you know.
4th of July is another one, yeah.
Where there's lakes, and then people are shooting off fireworks. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, one firework happens, it looks like a little red dot going up into the
sky.
Well,
it's a timing thing. If you can time it with the fireworks display and do it where it kind of mixes in, God
again, that comes back to, looking at the expiration dates of your flares, even the handheld ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a handheld flare that is expired, the best thing you can do is go outside on 4th of July and try to light it. See if it'll even light. Because if you've never lit a flare, you need to at least practice once or twice so you know what to do. It's like a giant match.
Well, you go get a few Roman candles. You set those off and do this in conjunction with it. And it kind of mixes
in. And no one knows the difference.
Yeah. Not that we recommend that.
No.
But if you're going to, once again, it goes to checking, doing your checklist, your annual checklist, and timing it around the appropriate holiday, whether it's Christmas time, New Year's Eve, or maybe 4th of July.
If you want to dispose of them legally, you would take the pyrotechnics and just put them in a bucket of water and let them sit there for a few hours.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's what you do.
Just take a flare and put it. Yeah, right. And you don't want to just take it and put it in the garbage, and then you hear about it in the news later that a garbage truck caught fire because somehow a flare ignited.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't, you don't want to be that guy.
That person.
Gets
unless you back there. Put an address in Orlando on there or said owner lives at this place.
No. That's not advisable either. I mean, what do they tell you to do?
Exactly what they tell you to do is take the pyrotechnics and put them in water so that the water destroys them. They can't light. It's a handheld flare.
Yeah, but that's
one you shoot up in the air.
Yeah.
No, I know that. But
I mean, that's the problem.
And the other problem is knowing how to actually use them.
Right.
The first time you fire a flare, you think it's going to be like a gun and it's going to go off.
Well, you have the gun type, but there are type that you just hold in your hand and like a Roman candle.
Yeah, there's
kind
one
of
that you hold like the Statue of Liberty. And when you light it, you want to light it and you want to hold it over, out on the water, not over your boat and not over your head because slag, hot stuff drops from it.
Yeah, that's
so. Imagine you're standing in the middle of your boat, you light this thing, and all of a sudden, this big blob of red hot stuff hits the deck and starts burning a hole through it.
Huh. You say that like you've been there, done that a few times.
No, I just, I remember what happened with, what was it, Chernobyl, when they had, it burned a hole through the whole. The whole thing melted down.
Okay. Well, there's that. I mean, should you wear a dress like the Statue of Liberty and kind of make it look more regal when you do that?
Well, you would look better in a dress, so I think you should try
keep your personal thoughts off the air, my friend.
But no, you light it and you hold it out over the water. If you haven't done that before, try it.
Yeah.
Old handheld.
Yeah, if you need to expire your flare on New Year's Eve with another fireworks display.
If there are other fireworks going on, the chances of anything. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't recommend that at all.
Especially out in the ocean any other waters where you see boats.
We've heard that people have a tendency to do that on New Year's Eve. So whatever you do,
everything
don't get yourself in a situation where you need help because they'll just think you're setting off a fireworks display.
It'll cost you a lot of money.
Trying to look like the Statue of Liberty. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up for the last show of 2025. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle-bitten swab?
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.